Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Okay, so Cignetti got a big contract today. So, listen, we were talking about this Monday or Tuesday. James Franklin fired Penn State. Cignetti should be at the top of their list because he's from Pennsylvania. And he's a hell of a coach. Just won his signature game at Indiana, at Oregon. And we thought, oh, man, Penn State's going to come calling. And they did. And yet Cignetti said, I'm good here. And Indiana stepped up with an 8-year extension worth $90 million. And we were, again, just the other day, we were saying, you know, because, you know, a lot of people thought Penn State would not buy out James Franklin for whatever it is. I think they owe him over $50 million. It's just too much money. Well, they did. And that's interesting because I think we're getting into an age now where coaches are getting fired faster and faster. They can turn around programs quicker and quicker. I just wonder if we're getting to a place where contracts for coaches are going to change. And I was thinking maybe, you know, they stop giving these God contracts because they just, if you get stuck with one, and more often than not, you do, Jimbo Fisher comes to mind, Mel Tucker comes to mind, you know, it's these long-term deals with mostly guaranteed money or huge buyouts or whatever. You give out one of those contracts and it doesn't work, and you know that in year two or year three, you're screwed. Well, I was thinking maybe, okay, I wonder if ADs are going to pivot and they're going to dish out some shorter term contracts, front load the hell out of them. Just give them a ton of money up front, but then make it so that you can get out of it if things go south or when things go south. And I mean, this is just one contract, but what Cignetti got does not indicate that's going to be the case. These coaches, they just have all the leverage, particularly when you just won at Oregon and you're, what, 18-2, 17-2 at Indiana. And Cignetti, so he gets 8 years, $90 million. So he was making $8.3 million a year. Now he will average $11.6 million a year.
Hell of a raise.
And all of that is guaranteed. All of it. So they're just saying, hey, you're our guy, and we're just going to stick with you, which I guess at a school like Indiana, that's probably okay.
I mean, essentially the plan that you're saying that a school would have to implement if schools didn't want to start, you know, like paying big guys over and over and over again and give out these God contracts is give up on a Kurt Cignetti, give up on this head coach, like let them go. And then they kind of continuously flame out. Like, I like your point, and I kind of, frankly, I hope, especially with the way that they've been holding it over kids for so long, the fact that they can jump from place to place, that this maybe evens out a little bit amongst, you know, kids v coaches. But I'm not sure that any kind of school, like you said, like, yeah, that was probably a smart move by Indiana. Is any school willing to give up on the big one? Like a Matt Rhule, we'll see if he makes the jump, probably will. But that's going to have to start happening over and over and over again, I think, for God contracts to go away.
Yeah, well, Rhule came out and said, so he's kind of thumbing his nose at it too. Yeah, he played at Penn State.
Yeah.
And he has already come out and said he's committed to Nebraska. he didn't really fully shut the door, but he said, look, I got everything I need here. He kind of pulled the Lanning. Lanning said the same thing about Oregon. It's true. A lot of these schools now, they don't have to jump, particularly to Penn State. Penn State's not a top five job. It's not even a top 10 job, probably.
Yeah.
So, you know, are coaches starting to thumb their nose at the Penn State job? Or is it just they're going down the list and the, you know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Signetti's kind of wired differently. I think you pointed this out earlier this week. Signetti does seem like the type. He's like, yeah, I'm good here. Like the old, who's that old dude at Utah? Rick Majerus.
Oh my God.
Remember that guy?
Yeah.
He's like, ah, I'm good. They're just kind of weird. Like Mike Leach, just different. Just kind of wired a little bit differently. Not a ladder climber type. And he appreciates Indiana, and he said so. Signetti said that he plans to retire as Indiana's coach. He said that today.
There
after signing this deal, but they're giving him $93 million guaranteed, which, you know, again, these always look good at the time. You're like, oh yeah, he's the man, and you know, he's doing a great job, and there's no way that ever gets derailed. You never know, man. But at least so far, early returns are these ADs are not, you know, they're just desperate to get their guy. So what I think will be interesting to see is, if Penn State strikes out, if they strike out on Signetti, which it seems like they have, maybe they strike out on Rule. I know Mike Elko is from Pennsylvania. There's some talk that maybe they want to grab him from A&M. I don't see him leaving A&M for Penn State unless that's a job that he specifically wants. How desperate will Penn State get? And how much money will they throw at their desperate hire if they get to that place? And how much will be their buyout and how much will be guaranteed? I just think it's really worth keeping an eye on coach contracts moving forward. You know, we talked about this yesterday, but that, the capital investment deal with the Big Ten.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of speculation is that Penn State was able to or felt more comfortable firing James Franklin with that big of a buyout because they knew that capital investment deal was going to go through. And give them cash, an influx of cash, because you can spend that money however you like. But now that deal's kind of being held up by Michigan and USC, as we talked about yesterday. So, I don't know, does Penn State, will they end up regretting firing James Franklin? I mean, just 3 weeks ago, he was number three in the country. So, this is going to be fascinating. But one thing we know is that Kurt Signetti will not be the head coach at Penn State.
And I heard a big name attached to Penn State today, too, as well. Maybe a surprising one, maybe not. It's just kind of like...
Lance Leipold.
No, that's that's one that's going to be attached.
Oh, good.
It's going to be...
Who is it?
Either it would be one offensive coordinator for Oregon, Will Stein.
Oh,
that's kind of what brings the question up for me. Mm. What does Penn State do here? Do they go with an established name, or do they go with an up-and-coming hot coordinator like Arizona State did with Kenny Dillingham, like Oregon did with Dan Lanning? They've got options.
Well, you would think they have options, but like I said, maybe coaches are thumbing their nose at Penn State or just moving around so much. Maybe Will Stein is a guy who's been a hot name all year, and there's a lot of openings. That dude, he'd be smart to just sit back, wait, let his agent, drum up some interest. But yeah. Florida could be open. They're saying Florida could be open this week. He could slide in there. They could come calling for him. Wisconsin could be open. I mean, I don't know. He is such a hot name, and the young offensive mind is such a big commodity these days. He'd be fine waiting. He's going to have his pick of, as long as Dan Lanning and he stay together at Oregon and they continue, they'll be fine. They'll continue to do what they do, and Will Stein will be able to pick his poison, I think. And I'm not sure that that's Penn State, but you're right. I mean, if I'm Penn State, he's on my list. All right, so Cignetti gets an 8-year extension, $90 million, all of it guaranteed. He'll make close to $12 million a year. He says he plans now to retire as Indiana's coach.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.